This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Both houses of parliament have witnessed multiple adjournments over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar's reported remarks about changing the constitution to provide reservation for a specific minority group. In the Rajya Sabha, before adjourning for the day yesterday at 2:15 p.m., the House cleared several amendments made by the Lok Sabha to the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, which had already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. In the Lok Sabha, after the first adjournment at noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reminded that the issue of reservation based on religion was rejected by prominent leaders in 1947. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the tribal community to avail benefits of all the central schemes to achieve self-reliance. The president was speaking at the Foundation Day celebration of Bharatiya Biswabasu Shabar Samaj at Kaliapalli in Nayagarh district of Odisha last evening. She reaffirmed the central government's commitment to improving infrastructure in tribal villages by emphasizing on quality education, skill development and mobile connectivity. The president reached Bhubaneswar yesterday on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited inputs from citizens for Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani that will take place on 30th of this month. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his happiness on getting wide range of inputs for this month's Mann Ki Baat. He said, these inputs highlight the power of collective efforts for social good. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. In a major operation in Jammu and Kashmir's Hiranagar sector, security forces discovered a large cache of material, including M4 carbine magazines and a bulletproof jacket. The operation launched by the police and special operations group intensified this morning with drones, sniper dogs and reinforcements. The terrorists, believed to have infiltrated from Pakistan, engaged in a gunfight with police but managed to escape. A 7-year-old girl was injured by a stray bullet. Security forces are combing the area, investigating the recovered materials and continuing their search for the terrorists. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has stated that the Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will give equal rights to every citizen of the state, regardless of their religion or caste, and end the oppression of Muslim women. Addressing the gathering at a function yesterday in Rudrapur to felicitate him on the completion of 3 years of his second term as Chief Minister, Dhami said his government is living up to the expectations of the people of Devbhoomi, who gave their mandate to the BJP for a second consecutive term. Dubai International Arts Centre is hosting Rang De Gulal, an exhibition celebrating India's diverse folk art traditions organised by the Indian Folk Art Corridor. Featuring 24 Indian artists, the event offers a global platform for traditional art deeply rooted in the country's cultural heritage. The exhibition showcases regional styles, including Kerala's Theyyam art, known for its elaborate face painting, costumes and bold colours, symbolising energy and transformation. In the IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Supergiants by 1 wicket at ACA International Cricket Stadium, Visakhapatnam. Chasing a fighting target of 210, Delhi Capitals made 211 for 9 in 19.3 overs. Ashutosh Sharma smashed 66 off 31 balls as Delhi Capitals recovered from 65-5 to win by 1 wicket. He was declared player of the match. Put into bat first, Lucknow Supergiants made 209 on 8 in 20 overs. Powerlifters Jhandu Kumar and Seema Rani broke national records at the ongoing Khelo India Para Games in the national capital yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.